Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report. Randy, I understand we have Chris Metcalf back with us again today. Chris is the Vice President of Total Tech, and it's a pleasure to have you back on the show, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm very happy to have you back. When we left off, you told us about a company that had some confidential data made available to people that shouldn't have had it and some of the solutions that you put in place, and that actually touches a lot on where I wanted to continue going, but we had ran out of time. And that's, we talked about what your customers had seen last year, but what do you see as the biggest security problems that companies are going to face this year?
So I definitely think this year that we'll see more concern about information assets of companies being exposed to outside interests. I also see PCI compliance as a major issue in 08. There is legislation that requires that companies that fit a certain profile and volume of credit card transactions have certain solutions in place, either application firewalls to protect their applications or to use some sort of secure coding method. So we're seeing an increased interest by companies in, you know, PCI compliance, not simply checking the box on it, but actually looking for security solutions that will help them comply, protect their information, and abide by the specific regulation.
So PCI has to do with companies that process payments electronically, especially with like Visa cards and MasterCards and things like that. And the PCI compliance has really become a hot topic. I was just on a panel in Boston a couple of days ago talking about that. When you talk to your customers about PCI compliance, do you tell them to go through the checklist so that they make sure they're compliant, or build the security and then go through the checklist to make sure they've done their actual security right?
I would say go through the security. And my recommendation to them is, of course, go through your checklist, but there are solutions that we have that we can easily work with them to evaluate the security of existing applications today. And I suggest that we do that. We walk through that with them. It's not, there's no charge to them. We can determine the level of exposure to external attacks that many of their applications have, and let the solution and the results of that speak for itself in terms of how good a job have they done in their secure coding, and what other security solutions in place are doing to help protect those web applications.
Well, it sounds like you're providing a real valuable service, because PCI compliance really is pretty difficult for most companies that don't have someone in their employ that's very tech savvy. So a lot of companies are going to consultants and outsourcing for help on that kind of compliance. So without naming the company, unless you already told us about it, can you give us one of the biggest nightmares of your customers that they've recently faced and how you solved it?
Absolutely. We had a customer that is a private equity company, and the jewels within that company are really the proprietary financial research contacts and information that they had collected over the years. Some of that information was exposed to sources outside of the company, and it was done based on the information that we've gathered through some sort of social engineering. Somebody clicked on a link they should not have, input information, and that was exposed externally. So that obviously raised a red flag within the company. They asked us what we recommended, and the solutions that we have put in place as a result are both a web filtering, web security protection, so that access to certain websites, including phishing sites or sites where spyware information might be sent, is able to be blocked, managed, but also then a data leak protection software and appliance solution that will identify that key and critical information in the company, where it resides, and not allow it to leave the company, and that's based on specific rules that that company set up. So, and we did that all within a few months of that event occurring.
It sounds like they're probably sleeping a little bit better at night now with that kind of assistance and closing up some of the gaps. Employees are really not only the biggest asset that the companies have, but when they're not properly trained, they can really be the biggest liability, too.
Absolutely. The goal of the IT organization, of course, is to create the environment where the employee can be most productive, but the employees don't have the same level of understanding of security threats and risks, and it's at times unreasonable to expect that they'll always do the right thing. And so it's critical to have layered security so that the employees can fulfill their maximum productivity while still maintaining the security within the company and securing the company's assets.
And the layered security means someone can make a mistake and there's a fail-safe there to catch it.
Absolutely. It means that at every point within the network endpoint, at the network, at the gateway, there is a solution that is attempting to secure information, to prevent external threats, and to generally secure the environment.
Well, I think we're about out of time for this podcast, but I can tell you, ESET thoroughly appreciates working with Total Tech, a company that is committed to security and both products of high quality and education. So I thank you so much for being on the podcast with me today.
Thank you very much, Randy.
And Randy, if people want more information from either you or for Chris, they can reach you at
askeset@eset.com.
Terrific. Well, thanks again, Randy. And Chris, it was great to have you on the show. This has been Gary Thompson, Randy Abrams, and Chris Metcalf for the Malware Report.